Janice Sims, Janice J-A-N-I-C-E, Sims S-I-M-M-S. Date of birth is April 29th, 1974. This is for date of service, 10-20-2022. Mrs. Sims is a 48-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding evaluation of a multinodular goiter. She was initially diagnosed with a multinodular goiter in 2021. She also has a history of hypertension, depression, anemia, and vitamin D deficiency. The patient was previously on Synthroid in the past, and she states that at that time it gave her hallucinations. However, she's not unsure if that side effect would continue. In 2021, she states she had a biopsy of the multinodular goiter, and the results were benign. She also has a history of type 2 diabetes, and she's currently on Lantus 16 units once daily. Her thyroid labs were reviewed, and her TSH is 0.708, and free T4 is 1.28. Plan number one for her multinodular goiter, the patient had a thyroid ultrasound in June of 2022, indicating a dominant nodule of the right, measuring 1.0 by 0.7 by 1.1 centimeters, and a dominant nodule on the left, measuring 1.1 by 0.8 by 0.6 centimeters. The impression on the report indicated a stable, enlarged, heterogeneous thyroid gland with stable thyroid nodules. We will plan on rechecking a thyroid ultrasound in June of 2023. Next, number for her type 2 diabetes. At this point, my recommendation is to simplify her diabetic regimen and place her on Synjardy XR 25/1000 milligrams once daily, and hold the Lantus therapy, for which she used to take 16 units once daily. Next summer, we will plan on rechecking a hemoglobin A1C and fasting comprehensive metabolic panel in 3 months. Next summer, we will also check a thyroid function panel prior to her return and assess the status of her thyroid function. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.